أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
Surah 104 Al-Humazah The Fault Finder Makkan Period Title The surah's opening word Al-Humazah The Fault Finder also provides its title Period of Revelation This is generally accepted as a Makkan surah In terms of its content and stylistic features too, it resembles early Makkan surahs. Subject matter and themes. This surah denounces some moral vices that had afflicted the worldly-minded, rich members of Jahiliyyah society. These evils were recognized by everyone in Arabia, and no one contested these being vices. The surah describes the gruesome end of such despicable people in the hereafter. The narration is so forceful and eloquent that listeners, readers are convinced of the end befalling such wretches. As such people are not instantly punished in this world and are seen flourishing, it is inevitable that there should be the next life in which they should undergo punishment. On reading this series of surahs from Al-Zilzal to this one, it becomes clear how the articles of Islamic faith and its moral code were presented before the Makkans. In Surah Al-Zilzal, it is asserted that man's whole record of deeds will be given in his hand. It will accurately include all his deeds, good and bad, and large and small. Surah Al-Adiyat draws attention to the rampant chaos, violence, and plundering then prevalent in Arabia. Such abuse of the powers granted by Allah constitutes great ingratitude. It also declared that not only man's deeds, but also the motives behind these will be examined in the hereafter. For the Lord knows well who deserves what recompense. Surah Al-Qari'ah projects the spectacle of the last day and warns man that his ultimate end will be adjudged on the basis of the weight of his deeds. Surah Al-Takathur reproaches the materialistic mindset which occupies men until their last breath with only worldly gains, pleasures of the flesh, and lust for power. Men compete with one another in amassing riches. After warning against the dire consequences of such negligence, man is told that he cannot walk away free after having thoroughly enjoyed numerous bounties in this world. His Lord will call him to account for each of these. Both how he acquired and how he utilized them. Surah Al-Asr categorically declares that man, both as an individual and as a community, is in loss. If he does not have faith and good deeds to his credit, society should reverberate with exhortations for truth and patience. Next in the series is the present surah which portrays the character of Jahiliyyah chief and poses the question as to why such a wicked person should not suffer loss.